dictation, 22nd of November, patient Elizabeth Parnin, P-A-R-N-I-N, date of birth 2/12/1957. Elizabeth Parnin was seen for follow-up of Graves' disease and Hashimoto's thyroiditis per paragraph. On this visit, there were no major complaints or symptoms attributable to a thyroid disorder per paragraph. The general review is unremarkable. We'll trust systems evaluate paragraph. Current medication is enalapril, 20 milligrams daily per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 128 over 76, common weight 169 pounds, and BMI is 28 period. The heart cells and all lungs were cleared. The peripheral examination was grossly intact per paragraph. Recent lab tests, TSH 1.96 and free T4 0.74, common both normal per paragraph. It is noted that her serum calcium and parathyroid hormone levels were elevated over the last several months, and this is secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism per paragraph. I have recommend she follow for her thyroid in 1 year and a parathyroid imaging study should be considered after the holidays, per paragraph. Next patient. Jessica Mashney, M-A-S-H-N-I, date of birth 6/29/1982. Jessica Mashney has been seen for follow-up per paragraph. Previous diagnosis, hypothyroidism. Number two, Hashimoto's thyroiditis per paragraph. Current medication, levothyroxine 0.1 milligrams, two pills 6 days per week. And omeprazole 20 milligrams daily per paragraph. On this visit, there were no major complaints per paragraph. The general review is unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 122 over 17, weight 260 pounds. BMI is 37.1. Per the heart and all lungs were cleared. The peripheral examination is grossly intact per paragraph. Recent lab studies, TSH 0.38, satisfactory per paragraph. Depression, hypothyroidism, secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and history of depression per paragraph. I recommend that you continue the current program and return to follow-up in 6 months per paragraph. Next patient. Sherry Ann, S-H-E-R-I-A-N-N, Flamini, F-L-A-M-I-N-I, date of birth 12/28/1975. Sherry Ann Flamini was seen for evaluation of Graves' disease and hypothyroidism per paragraph. She has had Graves' disease for about 20 years, and this was treated with radioiodine per paragraph. Current medication, levothyroxine 0.088 milligrams daily per paragraph. At this time, she feels dizzy in the morning, and sometimes this is worse during the day, period. She's now about 4 years postmenopausal, and otherwise has occasional morning stiffness per paragraph. Past medical history is otherwise unremarkable. Paragraph, family history is negative for thyroid disorders per paragraph. Social history, she's a homemaker, does not smoke on occasion, drinks alcohol per paragraph. General review is otherwise unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 118 over 70, common weight 141 pounds, BMI is 22.6 per the pulse 70 minute period. The thyroid gland was enlarged to a normal number of lymph nodes and masses, palpable to the neck period. The peripheral examination was otherwise intact per paragraph. Recent lab studies show TSH 0.188, partially suppressed per paragraph. I've asked that you continue levothyroxine 0.088 milligrams 6 days per week with a follow-up visit in 1 year. Paragraph. Next patient. Shruti, S-H-R-U-T-H-I, Kamesh, K-A-M-E-S-H, date of birth 5/31/1996. Shruti Kamesh was seen for evaluation of possible hyperthyroidism per paragraph. She gives a history of abdominal bloating with hair thinning and possible change in appetite, period. There are no other major symptoms of uncontrolled hyperthyroidism per paragraph. Past medical history is uneventful. Paragraph, surgical history, she's had eye surgeries and a dermoid cyst 6 years ago appeared family history is positive for hypothyroidism in her mother and aunt, period. Paragraph, socialist recall, she works as a mechanical engineer and does not smoke or drink alcohol, period. Paragraph, currently she is on medication, period. Paragraph, general review is unremarkable for assistance evaluated apart from abdominal bloating, period. Paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 110 over 60, common weight 128 pounds, BMI is 20.2, period, that's both 70 minute common regular, period. The thyroid gland was about 1.5 times normal size and firm consistency, period. The heart cells and normal lungs were clear and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, period. Paragraph. I note that an ultrasound in Indiana this year had shown a goiter with findings suggestive of thyroiditis, per paragraph. Recent lab studies, free T4 1.31, comma, slightly elevated, comma, TSH less than 0.01, and free T3 3.8, comma, borderline high, per paragraph. Oppression, subclinical hyperthyroidism, comma, likely secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, comma, as the TSI antibody test is negative, per paragraph. At this point, comma, I've recommended observation with a follow-up visit in about 3 months, per paragraph. A nucleothyroid scan of her thyroid may be maybe considered at her next appointment, per paragraph, next patient. Elena, E-L-A-Y-N-A, Paul, P-A-U-L-L, date of birth, 10/27/2000, per paragraph. Elena Paul was seen for an evaluation of a possible thyroid problem, per paragraph. She complains of fatigue and a sensation of having a lump in her throat for the last 2 or 3 days, which has now disappeared, period. She saw our primary physician in September who found nothing wrong, per paragraph. Past history is notable for anxiety and eating disorder, period. Family history is positive for anxiety in her first-degree relatives, period. A cousin had thyroid cancer, per paragraph. Social history, she works at a bakery and also attends school, period. She's interested in environmental studies, per paragraph. General review was unremarkable to assistance evaluated apart from occasional headaches and possible anxiety, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 108 over 58, common weight 106 pounds, of BMI is 18.1, period, the pulse 70-minute period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged and was no abnormal lymph nodes and masses of palp in the neck. The heart and the lungs were clear and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. Recent lab studies, free T4 0.77 and TSH 0.45, comma, both normal, per paragraph. Impression, no evidence of primary thyroid problem, but probable anxiety, per paragraph. I've asked her to discuss her anxiety with her primary physician. Asked her thyroid function tests are normal, per paragraph. Next patient is Mark, M-A-R-C, Confessor, K-O-N-V-I-S-S-E-R. Mark, Convisser, K-O-N-V-I-S-S-E-R, date of birth 3/4/1941. Paragraph, Mark Convisser continues to follow in the office, per paragraph. Previous diagnosis, number one, insulin-dependent diabetes, number two, insulin pump therapy, number three, dyslipidemia, number four, hypothyroidism, number five, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, number six, continuous glucose monitoring, per paragraph. on this visit, there were no major problems, and his blood sugars are in a satisfactory range, although they still continue to fluctuate per paragraph. He recently had cryosurgery for a lymph node that likely had metastatic prostate cancer and seems to have recovered well from that procedure, per paragraph. General review is under market for 12 systems evaluated. Paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 138 over 66, common weight 168 pounds, BMI is 25.5 period. The heart and the normal lungs were clear and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph, recent hemoglobin A1C 6.4%, comma, in a satisfactory range. Paragraph. I do note that he had lab tests performed at his primary physician's office showing a slightly low serum sodium at 132 and chloride at 94. Period, his TSH was 3.026, comma, normal period. CPK is elevated to 492, but this is a persistent issue with him, comma, likely secondary to increased physical activity. Per paragraph, cardiac medications, Acupril 40 milligrams twice daily, comma. Norvasc 10 milligrams daily, comma. Lipitor 40 milligrams daily, comma. Synthroid 0.05 milligrams daily, comma. Insulin and bronchodilators, per paragraph. Impression type 1 diabetes with good control, comma, insulin pump therapy and Dexcom CGM, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, comma, history of prostate cancer, comma, asthma and dyslipidemia, per paragraph. His Dexcom machine was downloaded and reviewed in detail and minor adjustments made to his program. Per paragraph. No further investigations and thought necessary at this point, and I've asked him to return for a routine check in 4 months' time and to follow with his primary doctor with regards to the recent findings. Per paragraph. End of dictation.